Hey everybody, it's John. I wanted to do a little bit of a behind-the-scenes recording today and talk a little bit about two things that have gone on or are about to go on this week. The first was the earnings call 2 days ago on Tuesday, and the other is the Apple event today, where we're expected to see new MacBook Pros. On the earnings call, it's kind of interesting how we do that. All of the plumbing and background stuff is done by Graham Spencer. What Graham has done is he has an enormous Excel spreadsheet that he's created that has all sorts of earnings data in it for Apple for years and years and years. It's really just a three-tab spreadsheet. There's a quick entry tab, which I'll get to in a second, a tab that includes all the data for all the years in all the categories, and a third tab that are the graphs that you actually end up seeing on Mac Stories. There's probably, I think there are close to 40 now. I haven't counted them, but there are a lot. So what happens is we don't touch the second tab, the one with all the data. That's hands off. Instead, what we do is we look at the quick entry tab, because in the quick entry tab, there are only about 10 numbers that we have to fill in each time in order to generate the charts. And fortunately, because Apple's a public company and earnings are all always reported very consistently quarter to quarter, they put out, as soon as the press release goes out, that has the information about the earnings, there's what they call a data sum. It's a summary of all the data. And it's formatted the same every single time. So our quick entry chart is formatted exactly like that data sum. Graham did it that way, so it's easy for someone like me or Federico to put those numbers in there when Graham is asleep, because this usually happens. The earnings calls happen, I think, usually when Graham is in bed. So it's easy for one of us to just put those numbers right into the quick entry slots, and then the rest of it is automatically generated from there, including the charts. The cool thing from there, what happens is that Federico has created a workflow that we use to copy what we do is we get an iPad Pro side by side, Excel on one side, workflow on the other. You tap one of the charts, hit copy, and then run the workflow. And what the workflow does is it takes the image, it uploads it to Kraken, which then compresses the image to save, you know, bandwidth and space on Rackspace, which is the CDN that MacStories uses to house all of the images that you see on the website. And then it returns a markdown link, and it appends it to a document. And you do that 30 sometimes, 40 times, however many charts we have. And at the end, there's just a long list of links in markdown format that we copy and paste into WordPress and hit update, and all the charts show up on the site. So it sounds really easy. There's a lot of work that goes into it creating it. As I said, Graham did all the spreadsheet stuff, and he wrote the post where we just fill in the numbers for the text of the post, and then Federico. We used to have a Python script. This workflow script, I actually did the charts this past Tuesday, and it was a lot better than the Python script, just because Pythonista worked really well, but having something native in Objective-C with workflow was actually faster. Created the links very, very quickly, and it was less prone to error, I think. So it was nice to use that. So that's the earnings call. But today we've got an Apple event. I love Apple event days. They're always exciting. The way we handle those is we have a special Slack channel for the event. It's called October 27th, and everybody just goes in there who's working on the event. I think it's, you know, Federico, Alex, Jake, Graham, and me are all going to be doing some aspect of it. We've all been kind of assigned. The good thing about rumor sites is that we know, at least on some of the hardware, what's expected to be announced today. So what we can do is assign out who's going to do what, and then on the fly, as the event unfolds, if there's any surprises, that just gets kind of assigned out from there. And then we work on some of the stuff in advance, some of the articles, to the extent we have enough information that we can start writing, or we write them right there during the event and right after the event and get things posted on the site. It should be an interesting day. There's not much more to it than that. I'm looking forward, actually, this time for an Apple event, for the first time, to be using Sierra, because I think I'm going to do it on my laptop, and I will have the benefit of picture-in-picture. So I can have that open, Slack. I can have, you know, the video hovering over Slack and a text editor at the same time, which will be really nice. for both watching and communicating with the team. So that's pretty straightforward. There's not too much going on there other than we spend the entire time during the event itself just kind of chatting back and forth and coordinating and making sure everything's covered. That's about it. I hope everybody has a good day and happy Apple Event Day.